This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday after the union cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders including political parties and experts. The minister informed that the government has approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus orbiter mission to give boost to the country's science and technology sector. The union minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Jan Jatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said, this scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. Mr. Vaishnaw said this will cover around 63,000 villages benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people. It will cover 549 districts and 2,740 blocks spread across all tribal majority villages across the country. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has announced that the government has decided to reduce the patent registration fee by 80% for startups, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, academic institutions and individuals. He made this announcement after inaugurating the artificial intelligence and machine learning tools for trademark searches and the IP Sarthi chatbot in New Delhi yesterday. Jammu and Kashmir has recorded the highest voter turnout in the last 35 years with over 61% polling in the first phase of assembly polls yesterday. Voting was peaceful across all 24 assembly constituencies spanning 7 districts of Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgaon, Kishtwar, Anantnag, Ramban and Doda. The 4-day mega event World Food India 2024 will begin from today in New Delhi. Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. Japan will be the partner country and Vietnam and Iran will participate as focus countries. The event will feature major convergence of innovation, technology and sustainability in the food processing sector. The event is also a landmark occasion to highlight India's emerging role as a global powerhouse in food processing. In West Bengal, junior doctors will continue protests and cease work as they're meeting with the state government chaired by Chief Secretary Atnabana, the state secretariat, ended without resolution. The junior doctors are demanding the removal of the health secretary and disciplinary action against him regarding the R.G. Kerr rape murder case. They said the state government has not provided any assurances on these matters. The doctors requested minutes from the meeting, but these were not provided. A 30-member team of doctors attended the meeting last evening, which lasted over 5 hours. They said they will continue their agitation until their demands are formally acknowledged and addressed by the authorities. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has cut interest rates for the first time in over 4 years, reducing the key lending rate by 0.5 percentage points to a range of 4.75% to 5%. U.S. Federal Reserve announced its sixth policy decision for 2024 last night after a 2-day Federal Open Market Committee, that is FOMC, meeting. In Lebanon, at least 32 people have been killed in a series of explosions on Tuesday and yesterday. The blast involved communication devices, some of which are used by the armed group Hezbollah. According to Lebanon's health ministry, the death toll from yesterday's walkie-talkie explosions in the country has risen to at least 20, with more than 450 injured. And Indian cricket team will face Bangladesh in the first test of the two-match series beginning at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai from today. This will be the first test series that India will play after Gautam Gambhir took over as India's coach. And Bangladesh entered the series with high confidence after historic 2-0 clean sweep of Pakistan. And 9 Indian weightlifters will compete at the IWF Junior World Weightlifting Championships 2024 in Lyon, Spain starting today. The Indian team includes 3 men and 6 women. And that is the end of this news bulletin.